Yeah, I mean, it's a magical day for all the members of Donegal Sinn Féin, all the activists, but we're extremely grateful to the voters across Donegal. Like, the vote that we have is humbling, 45%. You know, I think it's about 34,000 votes, so we're absolutely over the moon.
Having sensed... Oh, felt disappointment in the past, you're not going to allow yourself to listen to the polls. In fact, the polls can be counterintuitive. You were probably saying, John McAteer, what are you doing? Could you not release this next week, or to the TG Cahir poll? Keep that away, lads, because we need to get our vote base out.
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, we were always focused on, you know, when we were on the doors, there was, you could see from the get-go, there was this desire for change. You could see from the get-go that people felt that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael had chances again. And again, we hadn't had that chance to be in government, and I was always hopeful, but if I'm being honest, I never dreamt that we would have a vote like this, so it's an incredible vote.
Yeah. And is change really, and we've talked about it in the past though, Micheál Martin softened his stance towards a coalition or working with Sinn Féin, and I'll ask you again, is that the change, is that what you stood for, is that what you want, to be working with Fianna Fáil in government?
Well, Mary Lou McDonald today is speaking to leaders of various political parties. Our preference would be for a whole new start, progressive government without Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in it. But what we're clear about is we have a huge mandate now. I think we have the highest first preference vote in the entire country of any political party. We have massive numbers of TDs elected. So if we are to go into government, we have to be able to deliver the change. So it's on the basis of our manifesto, health, housing, childcare, putting money back in the pockets of ordinary workers.
Now, this is not just about you. It's about those that went out in crappy weather, if the truth be told, and voted for you. Your team as well and your family, you can't do it without those people.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, you know, my wife, my immediate family are an absolute rock of support for me. You know, I couldn't do this. Anybody who's in politics understands that. But I have an incredible organisation. You know, we didn't lose our belief 4 years ago. You know, we knew we had to get stronger.
You must have wobbled, though, personally.
No, I mean, listen, of course, I was devastated for, you know, for the party, for the hundreds of people who worked so hard. But I was very fortunate. I was elected to the Shannon. I was able to have that platform. And here we are today. And it's down to the hard work. I mean, we have 10 county councillors. You know, our people work so hard across this county. And it's me and Pierce getting lifted up. But it's all of their victory. And most importantly, the people of Donegal have come out and voted for real change. They've given us this chance. It's a huge responsibility, and I don't take it lightly.